Thank you very much, Melinda, for that welcome and introduction. And can I also start by acknowledging the traditional land on which we are meeting today, the traditional owners of the land on which we're meeting today, and pay my respects to elders past and present. I think, like Melinda, we're all dusting off the cobwebs a little bit as we reacquaint ourselves with sitting next to someone at lunch, seeing people in person, remembering all those social etiquettes that you have to have when you're seeing people face to face. But it is great to be back here face to face, and particularly to be here in the West and to join in this conversation. I'd like to acknowledge CEDA for bringing us together today to have a conversation about that brings together all the initiatives and action that's happening in the West, but obviously how collectively, whether it's local government, state government, federal government, private sector, community organisations, how collectively together we can harness all this activity, all this energy into those long-term economic and community benefits that we all strive for. So my contribution in that context is to join you today to talk about the significant transport infrastructure investment the Andrews Labor government is making in the West as part of our Big Build agenda. And these are all investments that are about supporting the growing community, the rapidly growing community of the West, supporting the established suburbs in the West, but also too looking at how we can constantly strive to improve connectivity, because we know that it means so much in terms of getting those equality of outcomes in terms of access to jobs and services. And there's a whole bunch of different projects. I'll try and be reasonably brisk in running through them, because I know we've got the panel discussion shortly, and I look forward to joining Louise and Kate for that discussion about how there's a number of different projects at different stages of planning, delivery and development, but also touch on at the end too how in everything we do across the transport infrastructure program, we have a very keep at the heart of all of that activity how we can support jobs and in the construction sector, the supply chain, but also the longer economic productivity that comes from having better transport connections. So turning firstly to the projects in the West, there's across the board, across the state, as part of our Big Build program, there's around 165 major transport infrastructure projects across Victoria, and about 20 billion of those are located here in the West. And many of them are, some of them are straightforward, some of them are more complex and come with some particular challenges. But each and every project we're delivering is a project that the Andrews Labor government has committed to the local community to deliver, and we are determined to deliver on those commitments. You can see there, too, that we've categorised the projects where there are some that are completed, like the Ballarat Line upgrade, which I'll talk to in a moment, the Western Roads upgrade and level crossing removals. There are a bunch under construction, such as the Metro Tunnel, the Sunbury Line upgrade, the Westgate Tunnel, and more level crossing removals. And then there's also those that are we're in the final planning stages to look at moving into delivery, such as Melbourne Airport Rail and Geelong Fast Rail as well. Then there's the next over the next horizon, which sits in, is the suburban rail loop, about how we deliver the suburban rail loop to also connect into the West. And these are a suite of projects that are all we're planning them in a coordinated way, so they fit together in a logical way, but also keeping in our mind's eye the fact that we do have to support a growing population. And clearly this is an audience that knows the challenges of population growth well. Despite the challenges of COVID, Melbourne remains on track to be a city that's the size of London is today by 2050. So we need to plan now. In the life of a transport project, that's not a long way off. And so we need to plan now for those projects, but also deliver now the projects that form the building blocks of the projects of the future. Now, the first one set of projects I want to touch on very quickly are our rail projects. Now, on this slide, there are five rail projects that are listed here, but really they come together to serve one single purpose, and that is to run more trains more often in and out of the western suburbs. And so as a result of each of these projects, you can see there, I won't read them all, you can see there that as a result of these projects, every train line and every train station in the western suburbs will receive receive more trains as each of these projects comes to fruition. Also too, and it's important to note, it's also about better connectivity within the West to service all those important institutions, health education institutions, world-class institutions that are about providing services into the local community. They're attractors for people to come in and work in the West and also support jobs and economic activity in the West itself. I wanted to turn the focus though for a moment on the airport project, because this is going to be obviously an important part of our transport infrastructure into the future. It's been talked about for such a long time to have an airport rail link in Melbourne. But with the way it's being delivered, after some really careful planning on how was the best way to deliver an airport rail link that connected into the metropolitan network, connected into the regional network, was a rail line that people could use easily. This will really provide some big opportunities for communities in the western suburbs. It's been designed in a way, as I said, to connect to the network. It's also been designed in a way to provide for the quickest trip for the majority of passengers. And I should acknowledge at this point that we're obviously delivering this project in partnership with the Commonwealth Government, and we thank and acknowledge their partnership in this project, because together we had to plan for this project and understand those primary considerations of maximising the number of people, the quickest journeys, and the most parts of the network that people can travel to. And so this means that there'll be the new station at the airport. It'll connect to an upgraded Sunshine Station super hub via a dedicated train line coming from the airport into the Sunshine area, and then connecting in to the metropolitan network via the metro tunnel, but also too at Sunshine, providing that really critical interchange point for our regional network for trains from Geelong, Ballarat and Bendigo. Also too, by using the metro tunnel as the connection into the city, means you can travel from the airport into a number of destinations in the heart of Melbourne CBD, into Parkville and all those important medical, health and education facilities that are there, onto St Kilda Road and beyond, as far as Dandenong, Cranbourne or Pakenham, should you choose to travel from the airport to those destinations. Importantly too, and you'll see here from this slide, that there's going to be a big time factor in terms of connecting the West to the airport. There'll be 10-minute trains running in and out of the airport. So for people in Sunshine, connecting in through Sunshine, there's 10-minute services that will be 11 minutes away from the airport and then connecting directly into the city. This will also enable us to connect more of the other train lines, as I've mentioned, into Melbourne's airport. And it is through using the metro tunnel that we can do this. This has got significant opportunities, and I know from talking to so many of different groups, organisations, councils, colleagues, my colleagues, caucus colleagues from the western suburbs, people are really wanting to harness the opportunity, the legacy opportunity that this project will create from those enormous economic and development and job opportunities. There's the construction phase, but there's those opportunities that we can grab that sit beyond the construction phase of the project. Just focusing in a little bit more sharply on the airport rail link on two particular locations. I've talked a lot about Sunshine and how that will be connected to the airport with an 11-minute trip, 10-minute trains, and the thinking that we're doing around how we can develop around the Sunshine Station, that broader precinct, how we can use this as an opportunity to harness the development that will inevitably come off the back of having those direct connections to the airport. Footscray Station 2 is also going to see a significant uplift in train services. There will be trains every 2 minutes in and out of the city. They'll be 18 minutes from the airport, 11 minutes to the heart of the CBD. Again, increased public transport we know brings so many other broader economic benefits, but there's also an equity benefit from being able to help people connect to those job, education and health services that we know people need to get to, and that for many people they can only get to by using public transport. Now, a lot of this is made possible because of the Metro Tunnel, and I'm terrifically excited to see those words there in blue on this slide, that tunnelling is due to be completed by the middle of the year. Now, it doesn't mean the tunnel's completed altogether. It's still a few years away. As I said, transport infrastructure projects have a very long delivery period, but of this size and scale, it's still on track to be completed in 2025, which is a full year ahead of schedule. But here we're at a really critical stage where we can say that in a very short period of time, tunnelling of the two 9-kilometre tunnels and 5 underground station boxes will be completed by the middle of the year. And this is a great milestone. As I said, there's a bit more to be done, you know, the kitting out of the stations, putting in the signalling and the technology and the tracks themselves for the trains to run on. But it does mean that it is coming into our very near future of how we plan for the opening of the Metro Tunnel. If you're here in the West and thinking about, well, what does the Metro Tunnel mean for me? In addition to those opportunities to connect to the airport and to provide the additional services, it's also going to see significant travel time savings because the Metro Tunnel will open up by rail access areas like Parkville, like the St Kilda Road precinct. This will save up to 40 minutes a day, depending on where you're going, because these areas are going to be directly accessible via the heavy rail network. And also, too, a bit of a shout out for the Werribee and Williamstown lines, because the Metro Tunnel is taking the Sunbury and Dandenong lines out of the city loop, if you like, creating their own loop, their own dedicated tunnel. We have more space in the city loop to run more trains for the rest of the network, which was also a key reason why we've invested in the Metro Tunnel project. And just on the final one on that broader projects that are under development is the Geelong Fast Rail project. Now, again, this will have significant benefit for Geelong, and again, it's a project we're delivering in partnership with the federal government, but it will also mean more services for the western suburbs because as part of this project, we will be running with Stage 1, constructing dedicated track between Werribee and Laverton. This will how we'll be able to achieve the first stage of travel time savings to Geelong. It will also give us the opportunity to look at how we can open up capacity on the track and also for stations right along the Wyndham Vale corridor as well. And that's part of our future planning and development now that we've committed to the scope of the Geelong Fast Rail project. I mentioned before how we have to make sure that we are, as we're planning the next rail project, we have to have had the foundations right that have gone before us, and this is where I just wanted to touch on the Ballarat line upgrade that was completed at the end of this year and operationalised at the start of this year. The Ballarat line upgrade, which people in the room who use this line know, it services Deer Park and Melton as well as those other stations you can see on the screen. This is a project that brings great benefits to the regional city of Ballarat, but it also brings so many more train services to these growing communities in the West, with those extra train services that come as a result of duplicating the section of track between Deer Park and Melton, providing that extra capacity, upgrading the track and signalling. And so again, this is the boost in train service that is happening now, and then other projects like airport and Metro Tunnel will build on the investment that's been made in the Ballarat line. Very quickly, I do have to touch on level crossings. There's a lot going on in the West in level crossings, as you can see. We've been moving at a rapid pace across the city in removing level crossings, and that's particularly true here in the West. We've removed 7 level crossings, and there's another 6 to go, with the last level crossing we fully removed was the Cherry Street Werribee level crossing. Construction's about to get underway at Ferguson Street in Williamstown, and there's, as you can see there, another 6 level crossings to go. It's making our road network less congested. It's making our train network safer. Level crossings are dangerous, dangerous places on our level crossing network. It's great to see them gone for that reason. And then there's the significant job benefit that comes from having that long pipeline of level crossing projects. Now, we're turning. I'll try and be brief on turning to our suite of road projects. I'll start with the Westgate Tunnel project, and there, for those of you who who daily travel around the West, you can see the work that's been going on adding lanes to the north and south of the existing freeway. There's the bridge widening that's going on, the work on around Williamstown Road and Millers Road to allow for the two extra lanes. There's the big activity with the gantry standing on Footscray Road to help install the concrete segments that will form the new elevated road across Footscray Road. And this will, again, it's been talked about for such a long time to have an alternative to the Westgate Bridge, to be able to give people the choice whether they want to travel on the Westgate Bridge or travel on the Westgate Tunnel. And then too, and I did just want to touch on this for a moment, there's the opportunities obviously to get trucks off local roads in the inner west, but there's also too, this is a project that's vitally important for our freight industry, and the freight industry is a big and important employer in the state, but particularly here in the western suburbs. And so being able to provide trucks direct access into the Port of Melbourne, there will be travel time savings for the freight industry by this direct access. There's more capacity for the freight network to continue to grow, because it is growing, as we all know, and that is a good thing because it's a big contributor to our economy. The Westgate Tunnel project is going to be a particularly important project to support our freight industry. On a more local level, the Western Roads Upgrade Project is completed. There's eight roads have been upgraded, and importantly too, depending on where you're travelling from, the reports we're getting are up to 30 minutes savings on a one-way trip, so up to an hour a day depending on where you're travelling. Again, demonstrating the benefits of investing at a really local level on upgrading local roads, while we're also investing in some of those bigger connections as well. Now, and I should also mention too, for those of you who are keen on cycling and walking, in all of our projects, we look at how we can integrate our cycling and walking paths as well. And as part of the Western Roads upgrade, there's around 50 kilometres of new bike paths, three new pedestrian and bike bridges over major roads. And then there's also the Valleyway that's going to be constructed as part of the Westgate Tunnel Bridge project as well. Now, I just wanted to quickly finish on mentioning jobs and how, alongside our determination to build the transport connections that our city and state needs now to support a growing population, but also plan for those projects that we know we are going to need for the future. And if you delay planning for those projects for the future, they just get harder and harder to deliver. We also run alongside that a very aggressive focus on supporting jobs in all aspects of our project delivery. And there's obviously the construction jobs that are supported by having a really strong pipeline of projects, a pipeline that now spans many years into the future, and the construction industry can gear up around that. But also too, looking at how we can bring more benefits, more job benefits, more economic benefits, by having particular requirements for the employment of apprentices, for our making sure that our construction partners are partnering up with social enterprises to provide services to projects, making sure that in the supply chain, particularly the manufacturing supply chain, that our projects are looking at procuring locally. And I was at Westcon just a week or so ago, based over in Melton, who manufacture big precast concrete segments, they're supplying our suburban road and our level crossing projects already, and they can see that pipeline ahead of them. For every 100 jobs that are created during construction, there's an average of 206 jobs are supported in the broader economy, and we are determined to continue to maximise those indirect job benefits alongside the direct job benefits that come from our infrastructure agenda. So just to finish, I appreciate the opportunity to run through the activity that's going on in the West. At the end of it, it's about providing strong transport infrastructure connections to make sure people can get to where they need to go safely, equitably, and also provide jobs for our community along the way. Thanks for your time today.